a college, 32 kindergartens, movie theaters, tennis courts, soccer fields, shopping malls, 102-room hotel, an industrial park with 75 factories producing everything from electronics to textiles. And it would have grown by tenfold by the year 2000, and it has done that and even more. It is a real city. The deputy mayor of Arial, Yigal Rosenthal, pointed from the heights, and he said to the Newsweek reporter, quote, "See those empty hills. We will cover them with homes and shops. This is the new geographical center of the Israeli state." And Maya Schoen, and we're right on the hour. This is WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York and throughout the tri-state area, and on the internet at www.wbai.org. I'd like to mention now that we have an email site now on the WBAI internet site that's taking aim at WBAI.org to reach us. Ralph?
Well, brothers and sisters, our sister in struggle, who has her own program on WBAI, has alerted us to the fact, she's there answering phone calls from all of you, that there is a campaign of sabotage by Zionists that's going on as we speak. They're calling the line and to tie it up with nonsense, with gibberish, with anything to keep the line from being open so you can reach us in order to make your contribution. So be aware of that, brothers and sisters. It's a measure of the fear that the Zionists have of the hidden history of Zionism and of the nature of the Zionist state from being exposed and documented. It's a measure of the campaign and effort to silence free speech radio. And we ask you to take it into account by standing up to it, answering.
Keep dialing.
And
you can make a contribution at www.wbai.org.
As Fran Luck has been alerting us to this, as she's been dealing with the Zionists, the sabotage, each time there's a phone call, they try to keep the line tied up as long as they can to prevent you from getting through.
Oh, think about it. It's here on WBAI that you get such programs as Fran Luck produces, The Joy of Resistance, where you can hear feminist radio and true discussions of pro-choice rights for women, and First Indigenous Radio with Tikosan Ghost Horse. You have programs like this on WBAI and only on WBAI. You're not going to get this type of programming on commercial radio. To keep us and to keep programs such as this, your favorite programs, on the air, it's important. Unfortunately, you're going to have to keep dialing right now. Ralph and I remember in the lectures, particularly one that we gave after the massacre at Sabra and Shatila, and we were at Yale University, and we were with he's now deceased, unfortunately, PLO ambassador to the United Nations. And I had with me the slideshow from Sabra and Shatila, and I was going to include start with the Zionist assault on Lebanon as an introduction, and then end, as it did chronologically, with the Zionist massacre that took place at Sabra and Shatila in September of 1982. I looked out on that audience and these young Zionists who were there to disrupt this meeting at Yale University, and I switched it, and I started with the massacre, and the true effect, the true actions led by the Israeli Defense Forces in Sabra and Shatila, and it shut them up. And then Ralph continued with the hidden history of Zionism, and let me tell you, those people, they came to disrupt the meeting, and they were silent. They did not know their own history. They did not know the impact. They thought that they were freedom fighters. In fact, they were the enemy. They were the enemy to their own selves. You cannot believe in democracy and then support an apartheid state in Israel. You cannot call yourself a freedom fighter and then protest against the resistance of people for their own self-determination and liberty. Please, each and every one of you, stay on the line. Make your contribution to WBAI. We have here an organized Zionist opposition preventing this station from continuing. We can succeed. Just as with the Freedom Flotillas, it started out with one boat, it then continued with more, and when there was the convoy overland from Egypt, and will keep on coming. Just as the youth and the people of Palestine, no matter how old, we met in the West Bank, Abu Ibrahim, 115 years old when he died. He had been through the resistance to the Ottoman Empire. He was the resistance to the British occupation of Palestine. This man had made it through. And then you had the stone-throwing youth of the Intifada, the unorganized opposition, which became and developed into, again, an organized opposition. They want to remain on the land. That's the significance of this Freedom Flotilla, this flotilla that is expanding. And so the Zionist state attacked an official ship from Turkey. It's an act of war. It's essentially an act of war. A war against the Palestinian people, a war against the people who support them and understand their struggle, a war against our free expression, which requires WBAI. Please get on the line, 212-209-2950.
And you know what?
I've only heard a little excerpt of my discussion of the roadmap and of the on-the-ground means, as we saw later taking place in Gaza, of cutting off the water, of cutting off the access, of destroying the agriculture with the olive trees, of preventing water so that people can irrigate their fields, of denying people education, of denying them access to roads. Please get on the phone. Don't deny yourself access to WBAI.
Yes, well, in this country,
you know that the nature and character of the Zionist state, particularly with the myths that we've elucidated, such as the myth of Israeli democracy, are best understood with reference to the fact that 93% of the land of what is called the State of Israel is controlled by the Israeli Lands Administration under the guidelines of the Jewish National Fund. The bylaws of the National Fund, which are adopted by the Israeli Lands Administration, require that to be entitled to live on land, to lease land, or to work on it, you have to prove at least four generations of maternal Jewish descent. Suppose, brothers and sisters, in the United States or in any country, in order to be entitled to live on land or lease it or work on it or sharecrop it, you had to prove you had no Jewish blood for at least four generations. Would anybody doubt the quintessential racist character of such a state and the legislation or the rules of citizenship under which it proceeds if they were of this character? That is the essence of it. And others have illusions about the kibbutzim as a presumptive example of socialist cooperation. But brothers and sisters, Palestinian Arabs are barred from the kibbutzim. They are not allowed to be members of a kibbutz. And the great civil libertarian, Israeli civil libertarian Israel Shahak, wrote the following. The Israeli organizations which practice the greatest degree of racist exclusion is the kibbutz. The majority of Israelis have been aware of the racist character of the kibbutz as displayed not only against Palestinians, but against all humans who are not Jews for quite a time. The kibbutzim exists predominantly on seized Palestinian land. Non-Jews may not be members. Should temporary workers who are Christians become involved with Jewish women, they are forced to convert to Judaism in order to be members of the kibbutz, Shahak reports. Christian candidates for kibbutz membership through conversion have to promise to spit in the future when passing before a church or a cross, unquote. Now, the lunatic character of such a fanatical and racist ideology is hard to fathom, but that indeed is the defining character of the Zionist state, of its ideology, of its practices on the ground. And as all of the principled anti-Zionist figures amongst the Jewish population of Palestine have articulated, as the great theological figure Yeshayahu Leibovitz said,
Ralph, I think you should take a break.
Well, I'll just say this. Leibovitz said that the Zionists are Judeo-Nazis.
Well, while we're taking this brief break so Ralph can catch his breath, let me thank some of the people who have called. We are currently looking at no calls on the line. So
this is your opportunity.
That's
everyone.
Right, a good time to get through.
212-209-2950.
But let's thank Sigrid of Sunnyside for her donation, as well as Melissa Wolf of Manhattan. Thank you. And Elaine of Manhattan. Adolf of Jamaica has made a donation. Rod of Farmingville. And Eldon, who didn't leave an address. But those are some of the people who have called and have managed to get through. 1340 is our figure at the moment. And one caller on the line, 212-209-2950. A founding principle of Pacifica is to air the causes of conflict in the world to help to resolve them. But in this country, you only get one side, generally speaking, in the mass media. And WBAI's purpose is to try to bring the other side to light and so that you can make an informed decision on issues. And certainly the hidden history of Zionism will help in that measure. $100 for a 3-CD package, and it goes to support WBAI, the voice of the people's struggle. 212-209.
And Max, it is a full support. We are donating these CDs. They will be reproduced at WBAI, and the full $100 goes to WBAI. This is an incredible opportunity. WBAI doesn't have to go out and buy this product. It is right there from your WBAI producers and our gift to you.
And we're really trying to make an effort to get the premiums out much more quickly than in the past. Some of them are going out right away. That may not be the case with everyone, but as rapidly as we can get the premiums out, we are doing that. So join the two callers now on the line, 212-209-2950.
And, Max, I'd like to mention, for those of you who have the wherewithal to do this, you can make a challenge grant, a matching grant. That's often happened on Taking Aim, where someone says, okay, I'll put up $500, or I'll put up, you know, $1,000, and we can get that many if we can get calls to match it. If you have that wherewithal, please get on the line and, you know, offer a challenge to our listeners.
And I see we suddenly have a flurry. We have five callers on the line right now, which is wonderful. We will need volunteers for the rest of the evening after the Taking Aim special. We'll bring us Delphine Blue with Shocking Blue, and she can use some help on the phones as well. If you can volunteer, please let us know at the same number, 212-209-2950, so that we can enter you into the building security so that you can come in and help us. Four callers on the line.
Terrific.
We could probably take one or two more right now.
Great.
212-209-2950. There is another call.
Good. Keep the calls rolling because we're going to play a further excerpt. But before we do, we want to know that you are calling and you're keeping the call steady. Now, this lecture was done at the time of the roadmap, and there have been subsequently more cynical, I call them cynical because they know these are not going to work, such as George Mitchell with the U.S. Middle East envoy and his shuttle diplomacy. And the recent one is called the proximity talks between Israel and Palestine, because the ground rules of the Palestinian leadership, this misleadership, as they are misdirected in their efforts, their ground rule was that there would be no extension of even the existing settlements. However, the Israeli Zionist government has never agreed to that.
But Maya,
and as we talk, I'd just like to say that there's a further round of settlement construction that has been recently announced. This Monday, that is yesterday, the Israeli cabinet secretary said building is expected to begin soon in Har Homa and Neve Yaakov, where construction bids have been issued. Ralph?
All of this talk about peace based upon halting of settlements is so much blather. It has nothing to do with peace. It has everything to do with pacification. It is exactly the kind of charade that was carried out under apartheid with the Bantustanization of South Africa. These are little Bantustans that they are describing, in which the Palestinian people are carved into little entities like a Swiss cheese, surrounded by military enclosures, prevented from using roads. It takes hours to even reach a dentist or to see a friend or a family relative. Palestinians are not allowed to use the principal highways. It is a farce, and the Palestinian Authority is asked to administer this Bantustanization of Palestine. It is no remote connection to anything resembling self-determination for the Palestinian people. It is a formula for the sweatshopization of the West Bank and Gaza. It is a formula for the equivalent of the maquiladoras that exist on the border of Mexico and the United States. It is the means through which a defeated and demoralized haute bourgeois leadership, paid for and financed by the Central Intelligence Agency, can be junior lieutenants of Zionist control of imperial dominion. No Palestinian who aspires to their self-determination will remotely acquiesce in such a transparent fraud.
And, Ralph, that is exactly what is discussed in the 3-CD set. When the portion on the roadmap, the dead end for the Palestinian people, explains why these negotiations are dead end. And as we mentioned that since then, as we talked about the settlement and how they were expanded in the CD set, and now they are continuing. And even while Vice President Joe Biden was visiting Jerusalem last March, that's only a couple of months ago, Israel announced plans for 1,600 new housing units in the Ramat Shlomo settlement, which is essentially an extension of Jerusalem, surround East Jerusalem, make the possibility of even in a supposed non-happening two states where East Jerusalem would be a capital. They're making that absolutely impossible because they've extended into East Jerusalem, they've surrounded East Jerusalem, and they've cut off the water in the West Bank, essentially, and they've demolished most of Gaza.
A capital of what? Administering sweatshop wages? Administering policing under the control of the Israeli army? What are we talking about here? Let's be clear. I mean, from the beginning of Zionism, from its inception, every major spokesperson for the Zionist movement has articulated what it is they intend for the Palestinian people. There's never been any concealment of what they're about. Every single one. I mean, Moshe Dayan, the former chief of staff and minister of defense, was uninhibited in his summary of the nature of Zionist colonization before students at the Israel Institute of Technology, the Technion. Quote, "We came here to a country populated by Palestinian Arabs, and we are building here a Hebrew-Jewish state. Instead of Arab villages, Jewish villages were established. You do not even know the names of these villages, and I do not blame you, because these geography books no longer exist. Not only the books, but also the villages do not exist. Nahalal was established in place of Mahalul, Givat in place of Jipta, Sarid in the place of Hanifas, Kafa Yashashua in the place of Tel Shaman. There is not a single settlement that was not established in the place of a former Palestinian village." Israel Shahak, who we've cited before, brothers and sisters, chairperson of the Israeli League for Human and Civil Rights under the heading Palestinian Villages Destroyed in Israel, laid out the name, the number, the time and the method of the destruction of Palestinian Arab villages. 385 villages and towns razed to the ground out of a total of 475, with the remainder having their land confiscated.
And Ralph, that number has increased dramatically with the border fences. Villages have been split, and as more land has been made closed territory, that is, closed to the access by Palestinians.
That's right. Large sections of 94 other cities and towns, including 35% of all buildings in Israel, 10,000 business and retail stores handed over to the settlers. In a five-year period, 48 to 53, Arab property was seized across the country.
Ralph, let's give the time to give the number again. 212-209-2950. It's now 5:20. We're going to be on for another 40 minutes.
And 8:20 here in New York.
8:20, excuse me. We're here in California. We're coming to you by telephone. Normally, we record in the studio at KPFA, and we put it up on AudioPort. There's an efficient, effective way to get our programs to WBAI, get them to you each and every week with high-quality audio. Wonderful engineers, Michael G. Haskin there in the WBAI studio, Michael Yoshida over at KPFA. We are so appreciative, and we're most of all appreciative to each and every one of you who has gotten on the phone today to call 212-209-2950. That's why we're offering this 3-CD set, so timely, so important, given what the Zionist state is doing at this very moment. The Hidden History of Zionism and the Roadmap, a Dead End for the Palestinian People. $100 contribution. You can do it through debit form on your bank account, through your credit card. There are many ways you can do it. MasterCard, Visa. Many ways, check, money order, get the money to WBAI. We need this for the closing days of the fund drive. Think about how you can do it if you've already made a donation to the station. This is something that you need to have and to share with your friends, your colleagues, and the people with whom you work.
Well, the Hidden History of Zionism, brothers and sisters, is extremely precise, very, very concentrated in its delineation of the method through which Palestine was dismantled, the means through which the population was massacred and then dispersed, the specific and concrete plans for the ongoing expansion. Let me just mention one particular extraordinary fact. In 1947, when the United Nations under Truman, with the collaboration of Stalin, was preparing to establish a Zionist colony over the heads of the Palestinian people, the Jewish agency addressed the Special Committee of the United Nations on the partitioning of Palestine. And the actual map that was produced by Rabbi Fishman on behalf of the Jewish agency reflected the second volume of the diary of Theodor Herzl, page 714, in which they laid out a map articulating what was, according to the Jewish agency on behalf of the Zionist movement, Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, all of Palestine, all of Lebanon, all of Cisjordan, two-thirds of Syria, one-half of Iraq, the southern tier of Turkey, one-third of Arabia, Egypt up to the Nile, including Cairo, and the southern and Kuwait, Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. The Zionist project is a project of conquest, of dispersal, of dispossession. It is they are the shock troops of the Imperium seeking to destroy the Arab anti-colonial movement, the movement of the peoples of the region for self-determination, for emancipation of their resources and of their labor, for the fruit of independence. The struggles of the anti-colonial movement of the 19th century is embodied in the 20th century struggles of Palestine and the Middle East, addressed with the killer squads of the Zionist apparatus, to this very second, funded by the Imperium, mastered by the United States in its capitalist and military ambitions for control of the resources of the planet, Those are the real dynamics of the hidden history of Zionism. The category of terror is the ideological integument, brothers and sisters, for suppressing all of our resistance to the destruction of our rights, our own self-determination in our own country, our own possession over control of our resources and the fruit of our labor in the face of the crisis of our economy, of a capitalist system in terminal decay, the imprisonment of our most heroic figures, the demonization of Lynn Stewart, who is a symbol, the Dreyfus case of our time, brothers and sisters. We are determined not to allow this to occur without our fight back, without our articulation of what is at stake. That is the purpose, the reason for taking AIM's very existence. That is what we are dedicated to maintain, information linked to action.
And analysis
based upon that information, which informs us, which arms us intellectually, ideologically, politically, organizationally, programmatically, and prepares us for struggle. For I say without any hesitation, brothers and sisters, those who have control over the ship of state cannot be placated.
Now, Ralph, Maya, I have to tell you that I've word that we have more volunteers back there.
Terrific.
And at the moment, the lines are all empty. They're all vacant. They're all available. 212-209-2950.
Right. We want to play another excerpt, and it is an incredible excerpt from Ralph's portion of the DVD discussing the Zionist collaboration with the Nazis. Please, before I don't want to go to this excerpt until we have those lines popping.
Yeah, so if we could just get two or three calls right now and give those new volunteers a taste of what's to come, we could light up this board. $100 is the amount we're asking you to give for the 3-CD set, The Hidden History of Zionism.
Now let's get that board lit, and you are going to be riveted to your radio set. So please.
As Tony Bates generously has said, taking AIM is the cutting edge of radio, free speech radio. We're very proud of that assessment. But we ask you, brothers and sisters, please show your support.
And we're just shy of $2,000. We need to get three more calls
to
reach that interim goal. Well, we do, but
only one half hour.
One step at a time. And the first step is someone right now leading the charge, going to the phone, 212-209-2950. Will someone make that first step?
And remember, you are not limited to your contribution of $100. You can have two CD sets, $200, and you can go even further and offer, in these last closing minutes, a challenge grant. Please, whatever it is, if you can make a membership donation to WBAI, that is wonderful, too. At any level of contribution, remember, it's important to be a member of WBAI, to participate in the governance of WBAI.
$25 is the basic rate.
It's important to be a listener of WBAI and a supporter, to not just listen, but to also be a member of WBAI. 212-209-2950.
And we have the
Let
first
your
call
be heard.
And
How are
the
we doing
second
the
call.
Phones?
We have two calls. We are looking for a third and a fourth now. 212-209-2950.
Okay, two more calls, and we'll go to this incredible excerpt because we want to leave time to discuss afterwards. Please, this is a nice long excerpt. Let's get the two more calls. Max is going to let us know when we have it, and then we will go to the excerpt. 212-209-2950.
And brothers and sisters, one of the aspects of these CDs is that this very explosive information, this tearing away the veil from the truth about the nature and the history of Zionism, is met with an intense discussion from an audience that was in shock at much of the information they heard. And the discussion itself is as riveting and elucidating as the material that prompted it. You will be in a position to avail yourselves of this, to integrate this information, to make it your own, to arm yourselves with the basis for an analyzing a colonial settler state, to withstand the attempts to intimidate by suggesting that if you criticize the Israeli reality, in some sense you are anti-Jewish, as if to criticize the apartheid reality, you have in some sense to be anti-white, a demagogic way of trying to silence us with intimidation. We will resist that always. We know you do too. But you do it effectively by confronting them with a history that the Zionists and their supporters dare not acknowledge and barely themselves know.
And we
Ralph,
have
it is very true. Yeah, yesterday I was with somebody who was a convert to Judaism. She had no idea the unwelcome that she would receive in the Zionist state of Israel because she did not understand the laws of the Jewish National Fund, which means you have to prove four generations of maternal Jewish descent. And these laws are adhered to. They are not just paper laws. Many a case goes before the Israeli judiciary because people have not been able to prove those four generations of maternal Jewish descent. Please get on the phone. Find out for yourself what the truth really is. 212-209-2950. Develop your understanding, your awareness, because it is only with that awareness and understanding that you can have appropriate action. Max, how are we doing with the lines?
We have made our fourth call. Oh, well, we're down to three, but we did have four. So shall we go ahead with the excerpt?
Okay, let's go to the excerpt, and then we'll come back.
And remember,
In supporting Taking Aim, you're supporting Lynn Stewart. We cannot let our heroic figures, when they are sent to prison, when they are threatened with their very lives at stake, unsupported, undefended, unappreciated. We know that's not the case with our listeners. Support Lynn Stewart. Support our efforts to elucidate the truth. Support the Palestinian people in struggle. Support those heroic humanitarian figures who have taken food and medical supplies to the starved and besieged people of Gaza. We are all in this together, brothers and sisters. Please measure your own involvement by the support you give to this broadcasting.
And with five callers on the line, shall we go to the piece?
Yes.
Okay, but you can continue to call 212-209-2950 as we listen.
The Jewish organizations and the Jewish leaders throughout Europe at the time of the rise to power of Adolf Hitler, which occurred at the time of the Great Depression when marks were being carried around in wheelbarrows, attempted to organize a boycott of Nazi goods and Nazi production. That boycott was broken by the World Zionist Congress, which set up the Havara to market Nazi goods throughout the Middle East and Northern Europe. From the inception, the Zionists were in collusion. In 1937, the Labor Socialist Zionist Militia, the Haganah, sent five Opokas to Berlin to offer their services to the SS security services. Adolf Eichmann was invited to Palestine as the guest of the Haganah. Five Opokas to Eichmann. Jewish nationalist circles are very pleased with the radical German policy, since the strength of the Jewish population in Palestine will be so far increased that in the foreseeable future we can reckon upon numerical superiority and domination over the Arabs. Ben-Gurion, to a meeting of labor Zionists in Great Britain in 1938, "If I knew that it were possible to save all the children in Germany by bringing them out, but only a handful by transporting them as colonists to Eretz Israel, we opt for the second alternative." Beryl Katznelson, editor of the labor Zionist Davar, describing, quote, "the cruel criteria of Zionism," unquote. "These German Jews are too old to bear children in Palestine. They are not Zionists. We need colonists, trained armed colonists, supported by the regimes themselves." As late as 1943, while the Jews of Europe were being exterminated in their millions, the United States Congress proposed to set up a commission to study the problem. Rabbi Stephen Weiss, the principal spokesperson for Zionism, went to Washington to testify against any rescue bill. any reduction in quotas, any allowance of immigration to the United States, to Great Britain, to Canada, to Australia, because it will divert attention from our colonization of Palestine. Yitzhak Grunbaum, the chairperson of the Zionist Committee, set up to investigate the condition of European Jews. When they come to us with a plan to rescue the masses of Jews in Europe or the redemption of the land without a second thought, we support the redemption of the land. The more said about the slaughter of these people in Europe, the greater the minimization of our attempts to promote the Hebraization of the land. If there were the possibility of today of buying arms with the money of the Keren HaSayed, the United Jewish Appeal, and send it to Palestine, as opposed to sending aid to the Jews of Europe, would we do the latter? No, and once again, no. In July 1944, the Slovakian Jewish leader, Rabbi Dov Michael Weiss Mandel, in a letter to Zionist officials charged with, quote, rescue organizations, he had provided them with exact mapping of the railways and appealed for the bombing of the tracks on which the Hungarian Jews were being transported to the crematoria. He appealed for the bombing of the furnaces at Auschwitz, for the parachuting of ammunition to 80,000 prisoners, for the parachuting of saboteurs to blow up the means of annihilation, to end the cremation of what he described as 130,000 Jews a day. Weiss Mandel was not alone. Throughout the 30s and 40s, Jewish spokespersons in Europe cried out for help, for public campaigns, for organized resistance, for demonstrations to force the hand of the Allied governments. They were met not merely by Zionist silence, but by active Zionist sabotage. Here is the cri de coeur of Rabbi Weiss Mandel, writing to the Zionists in July 1944. Why have you done nothing until now? Who is guilty of this frightful betrayal? Are you not guilty, you who have the greatest good fortune in the world, your liberty? We send you this special message to inform you that yesterday the Germans began the deportation of Jews from Hungary. The deported go to Auschwitz to be put to death by cyanide gas. Here is the schedule of Auschwitz from yesterday to the end. 12,000 Jews, men, women, and children, old men, infants, healthy and sick, are to be suffocated daily. And you, our Zionist brothers, you ministers of all the kingdoms, how you keep silent in the face of this great murder. Silent you are, while thousands upon thousands, reaching now to 6 million, are murdered, and silent now while tens of thousands are being murdered and waiting to be murdered. Their destroyed hearts cry out to you for help as they bewail your cruelty. Brutal you are, and murderers too you are, because of the cold-bloodedness of the silence in which you watch, because you sit with folded arms and do nothing. Although you could stop and delay the murder of these Jews at this very hour, you, sons of Israel, are you insane? Don't you know the hell around us? For whom are you using this money, you murderers, you madmen? Who is it gives charity? You who toss a few pennies from your safe homes while you conspire against us, or we who give our blood in the depths of hell? The Holocaust? The culmination of Zionist betrayal was the sacrifice of Hungary's Jews in a series of agreements between the Zionist movement and Nazi Germany, which first became known in 1953. Dr. Rudolf Kastner of the Jewish Agency Committee in Budapest, under the directions of Ben-Gurion, signed a secret pact of Adolf Eichmann to, quote, settle the Jewish question in Hungary. This took place in 1944, and the pact sealed the fate of 800,000 Jews. Kastner was under the direction of the Zionist leaders when he made his agreement with Eichmann, and the quid pro quo was 600 prominent Zionist leaders who were to be transported out. When a survivor, Machiel Greenwald, exposed the pact and denounced Kastner as a collaborator whose, quote, deeds in Budapest under Zionist direction cost the lives of hundreds of thousands of Jews, he was sued by the Israeli government. And even the Israeli Supreme Court came to the conclusion the sacrifice of Hungarian Jews in order to secure the prominence was the basic element of the agreement between Kostner and the Nazis. They fixed the division of the nation into a small fragment of prominent Zionist leaders, and on the other hand, the great majority of Hungarian Jews designated for death. The Zionist collaborators kept secret the plans of extermination, betrayed the leaders of the resistance, colluded in the transportation vehicles themselves, participated fully in the entire process of deportation. That is the record of the relation of Zionism to the Jews, Zionism's perfidy. The betrayal of the victims of the Holocaust is but the culmination of their attempt to identify the interests of the Jews of Europe with those of the established order. They made their pact with the most retrograde and imperial regimes of the day. And indeed, the most remarkable declaration of all can be found in Vladimir Jabotinsky's final work, The Jewish War Front. He wrote of his plans for the Palestinian people. Since we have now obtained this moral authority for calmly envisaging the exodus of Palestinians, we need not regard their forced departure of 900,000 with dismay. Herr Hitler has been enhancing the popularity of population transfer. This remarkable declaration in the Jewish War Front synthesizes Zionist thought and its moral bankruptcy. The slaughter of the Jews gave Zionism a great moral authority. For what? For calmly envisaging the exodus of Palestinians. The lesson of Nazi destruction of the Jews was that it was permissible now for the Zionists to visit the same fate upon the entire Palestinian population. And 7 years later, the Zionists emulated the Nazi genocide whose backing they sought and achieved, and they covered bleeding Palestine in a multiple of liturgies, driving 850,000 people into exile. That is the legacy, that is the reality, that is the character of the Zionist state, that is the meaning of the policies in the West Bank and Gaza, that is the logic of Jenin, that is the meaning of the wall, that is why the Wehrmacht plan, the literal Wehrmacht plan for the Warsaw Ghetto, is the model studied by the Israeli Armed Forces commanders, not only for the construction of the wall in the West Bank today, but it was the Wehrmacht plan for the destruction of the uprising of the Warsaw Ghetto, which served as the model for the destruction of Jenin, of Nablus, and the old quarter, the thousand-year-old old quarter of Nablus that was leveled to the ground. It is the model, indeed, for Sabra and Shatila. It was the model for the mass graves that are to be found all over Lebanon. The mass grave in Ain El Helway, in Rosh Adia, in Al Bas, in Burj Al Barajni. After the Israeli occupation in Lebanon, the mass graves in Ain El Helway were such that the body fluids surfaced to the ground and formed a small river. And the International Committee of the Red Cross building was in the path of this river of body fluids of the mass graves of the massacred. So they moved their building so as not to be in the path of the rivulets of body fluids of the massacred of Ain El Helway. And you will find nary a report in the International Committee of the Red Cross of the systematic massacre of the Palestinian population, the refugee population, the victim population, the population, the survivors of the massacres of 1948 to 1955 in Palestine.
And you are listening to a Taking Aim special tonight in place of our usually scheduled programs, Tahrir with Barbara Nimri Aziz and Asia Pacific Forum. They will return next week. But right now, we have 15 minutes to bring it on home. Take it away, Ralph and Maya.
And thank you, Max. Ralph.
Well, Maya and brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, as I listen to this delineation of the real character of Zionism, of its collusion with the Holocaust, of its imposition upon the Palestinian people of a like fate, You know what the Zionists of today are? They are Holocaust deniers. They are deniers of their own role in the Holocaust against their own people, and they are deniers of the visitation upon the Palestinian people of the same fate. That is the concrete, precise historical reality, brothers and sisters. And I dare say that you will not find this information and the documents that underwrite this reality available to you in a generalized fashion in the established media, in the bourgeois press. Please support this effort. Avail yourself of the three CDs, The Hidden History of Zionism, The Delineation, The Facts, if I say so myself, The Passion and the Rage that informs the elucidation of this harsh and painful reality.
212-209-2950. We have 15 minutes to go. And we want to thank Tony Bates for bringing us back on. You know, our hour is from 5 to 6. We're on every Tuesday. We've been on for this is our ninth year on WBAI, and thanks to you, we have a very broad international audience. And that is because of WBAI and the WBAI internet site with live streaming. And then we also archive in the WBAI archive, and we have a permanent archive, thanks to Otis and the Radio for Houston on our Taking Aim website, which I'd like to announce is takingaimradio.com. Please avail yourself of WBAI. Support WBAI. Let everyone know. We should have a very broad listenership. WBAI covers three states and has this internet site. Each and every one of you are the voice of WBAI, and it is with your voice, and now we need your pocketbook. And we've made this incredible gift to you through WBAI, The Hidden History of Zionism and the Roadmap, a dead end for the Palestinian people. It is the roadmap that's the dead end. The Palestinian people and their struggle and the support of people now growing internationally, a big movement developing internationally. And with this Freedom Flotilla, the Flotilla to the Gaza, it has had the official support of the Irish government. It's had the official support of the Turkish government. There are MPs who have gone on board. There was a Nobel laureate who was supposed to go on board from Ireland. She didn't make the ship. There was a former ambassador, Peck, who did go on board one of the ships. Please, you too can be on board through WBAI and your support of this station to learn what is happening day after day, not just information, but significant analysis. That is the drawing from the information and the historical perspective and the theoretical analysis, so it all comes together in Taking Aim, which enables you to make effective action. 212-209-2950. Ralph and Max?
I am. In 1988, brothers and sisters, Maya and I placed a full-page ad in the New York Times on behalf of the campaign to end all aid to Israel and for a democratic and secular Palestine. It read as follows. We cannot stand silently by as we watch young men and old, women and children murdered daily in cold blood, shot at point-blank range, savagely beaten unto death with heavy staves, their heads, hands, and limbs smashed. We cannot permit a ruthless state to poison people with toxic gas and bury young men alive. We shall never accept that entire people denied the elementary democratic and human rights we insist upon for ourselves. Were we subject to a brutal occupation, daily humiliation, military rule, mass imprisonment, and institutionalized torture, we too would rise up in revolt. The rebellion of the Palestinian people has been a long time coming. 20 years of occupation are but one dimension of their tragedy. They were driven from their original homes, villages, and land by sustained massacre, condemned to miserable camps, subjected to a far-flung diaspora to renewed slaughter, saturation bombing, and unending persecution. The tyranny suffered in the West Bank and Gaza is but the little continuation of how all of Palestine was colonized. Brothers and sisters, we have already, in the course of this program, played you excerpts which delineate what follows in this full-page ad in the New York Times, signed internationally by prominent figures across country after country and within the United States as well.
And this was in 1988. Here we are in 2010, 12 years later. We need your support. Growing, effective, on the ground and on the ocean support, and it's through WBAI. I have to say that in 1982, when Ralph and I came back from Sabra and Shatila and our time in Lebanon throughout the invasion, the Israeli invasion of Lebanon, Tony Cavan, who had first been at KPFK and then was in New York, we were interviewed, and that interview is in the Pacifica Archive. This information, this analysis, this first-hand reporting about Palestine has been very much a part of Pacifica, and we have been a part of that. And it is through your sustained contributions that this has been able to happen. So please, in these closing moments, get on the phone, 212-209-2950.
Support the work. Support the people of Palestine. Above all now, support Lynn Stewart, our Mother Courage, who is the very spirit of resistance, a resistance to the criminal state, to the fake war on terror, to the attempt to destroy our rights, to target us all, and to demonize every one of us, brothers and sisters.
And the it's the ability to have representation if any one of us gets accused. If you destroy the process of have your lawyer being able to speak on your behalf, then you have no way to defend yourself.
And now I would like to see a flood of calls in the remaining 9 minutes of this program to drown out most of those ringing lines you hear. Is one crank who keeps calling and hanging up, and there are one or two legitimate and helpful callers on the line who are making pledges of support. Can we drown out this one lone crank with calls of support? 212-209-2950.
No, but it has nothing to do with listening. Let's be clear, brothers and sisters. These are agents of the destruction. They want to destroy free speech radio. They want to sabotage our efforts to elucidate the truth and to mobilize the many. They are class enemies. They are enemies of you and of my and myself. And they are seeking to sabotage the phone lines which we use to fund the work of Free Speech Radio and WBAI. So please, fight back. Fight back. Resist. That is the mantra.
And we have three calls on the line and another one coming in. We can take more, 212-209-2950. I'm hoping to get a tally update before we go off the air and maybe thank some more of the people who have pledged.
And Max,
I will try to arrange that.
But even though we go off the air, they can still continue calling.
Absolutely. We will have volunteers on duty until midnight tonight.
Zionism. But that's not going to happen tomorrow. You can't wake up tomorrow morning and say, oops, I forgot. Please, go now to your phones and call 212-209-2950. And if you're overseas and you don't want to make that long-distance call and you're listening via the stream, you can go to www.wbai.org. I don't know if you can specify the premium, but you can make your donation to keep that stream going and your access to Taking AIM and the other wonderful programs on WBAI.
And if you can't specify the premium, you can at least vote for the program. If you're calling or pledging online to support Taking AIM, you can indeed click on a button to indicate that. We now have seven callers on the line.
Thank you so much.
212-209-2950.
Rally to the phone. Keep it going. If you get a busy signal, remember, use your redial on your phone.
Well, we try to pick up all the lines. What may happen is if there are not enough volunteers, they'll just have to put your line down for a moment while I finish taking the other pledge. But please, if you've made the commitment and made the call, please do wait until we can get to your call.
Stay on the line.
That's right.
Stay on an apple.
Maya, I want to emphasize, brothers and sisters, when Maya was referring to 1982 and 1983, when we were living in the Palestinian camps, the very camps subject to mass burial and massacre, no matter where we went in the rubble, the Palestinian children would greet us with a big V sign, Thawra, Thawra, Hatha al-Nas, wherever we went. Whether it was Al-Bas or Mia Mia or Burj al-Barajni or Sabran Shatila or in Ainef Helway, Thawra, Thawra, Hatha al-Nas, Thawra, Thawra, Hatha al-Nas, revolution until victory, brothers and sisters.
I want to tell you, we have 10 callers on the line, and I'd like to send out a message. If anyone in the station can hear me, if you could drop what you're doing for a few minutes and go back and help handle some of these calls, we could take more. 212-209-2950. Delphine Blue is standing by. She will be coming your way at 9 o'clock. But right now, we have 5 minutes left of this Taking Aim special. And you too can be put on hold by one of our volunteers if you call now. 212-209-2950. And if you can't get through during this program, you can still pledge for the Hidden History of Zionism as the evening and the week progresses. So
this is a 3-CD set. 3 CDs, including the encapsulation of the Hidden History of Zionism, the discussion of the negotiations and the destruction on the ground in Gaza and the West Bank, how in the current days that it's taking place, and then the discussion with the audience.
There's an itemization of every prison and detention camp and dungeon in Israel, the prevalence of torture, the character of the torture and the subjugation, the prelude to the hidden torture chambers of the CIA around the world, the category of terror as their rationale, the preparation by the Zionist state for the very ideology with which imperialism now rationalizes its wars of predation around the world. It is the preparation, this material, for understanding what oppresses us today, beginning with the Palestinians and not excluding the people of the United States, but on the contrary, brothers and sisters, this is our struggle, all of us together.
Ralph, it is no strange idea that it was Benjamin Netanyahu and his father with their Jonathan Institute that promoted the category of terror, where they had two conferences attended by the likes of Secretary of State George Shultz and
George Bush Sr., all of the apparatus of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to prepare.
And the press. Major members of the press. So it was out of the Zionists, of Netanyahu, that this whole notion of category of terror evolved. So please, now we have closing minutes, 212-209-2950. Again, I'd like to thank our webmaster, Mark Filk, and our engineers, on a regular basis, Michael Yoshida, KPFA, and Michael G. Haskins, the wonderful announcer at WBAI, and Kathy Davis, our public affairs program director, and Max Schmidt, who comes on and helps us during these fund drives. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And most of all, thanks, brothers and sisters, for all your support. We have 3 minutes, and Max is going to take over and tell us how the lines are doing. 212-209-2950. And as we speak, I'd also like to say that the Hidden History of Zionism as a book has been translated into many languages. We are in the process of consolidating that, even Chinese, and we will have all that up on the website. So please, your contributions make all this happen on the radio, 212-209-2950.
In the acknowledgments of the book, we write, to our treasured Palestinian friends and comrades, we would paraphrase Dylan Thomas. We are alone and not alone in the unknown world, our bliss and suffering forever shared, and forever all our own. That is ours, our fate, yours. We share it, brothers and sisters. Let's struggle together.
Max, how we're doing?
Well, we had as many as 11 or 12 calls on the line. We're down to 4 at this moment, which means we can probably take one or two more right now.
There is room on the board. 212-209-2950. Again, 212-209-2950. There is room. There are people to take your calls, to pick up. They might put you on hold for a little bit, but they will get to you, each and every one of you. We appreciate it. All the staff and the volunteers at WBAI appreciate, and most of all, each and every one of you out there in the tri-state area and those listening through the internet in Washington, in Oregon, in Maryland, in Wisconsin, you name the state, and we have people listening to Taking AIM and to the other programs on WBAI. Please, each and every one of you, and as I mentioned earlier in during our 5 o'clock